thousands of lives impacted all over the world. Are you ready to upgrade yours? Transform your body and mind. Welcome to the Rise Fitness Podcast with your host, Olivier Killey.
We kickstarting season two with a bit of a rebranding for a start. I rebranded the podcast because, again, I wanted to reach more people. I believe that the previous name was a bit limited. That's why we went with Beyond Fitness. In case you don't know me, it's the first time you're coming across me. My name is Oli, and I'm a personal trainer. And my purpose and my goal is to help as many people achieve their life goals. And I'm doing this using fitness, and I'm also doing it beyond fitness, hence the name of this podcast. And I'm really excited to restart this season because I've got new ideas, new things I think will be valuable to the audience. So if you're listening to this, if this is the first time you're coming across this, and you find some sort of value into this episode, feel free to subscribe and share, because there will be many more like that coming up. We are on location today as well, which is pretty interesting. One of the first, again, for season two, we are on location in F45 Birmingham. It's an awesome place. I happen to be involved with F45 Birmingham as well. And I have a guest with me today, co-owner, co-founder of the first ever F45 in Birmingham, Matt Middleton. Matt, super excited to have you here, man.
Thank you very much, bro.
Good. Good to get started. I want to sit down with you again, not only because I look up to you as somebody up there in terms of fitness, but also in terms of business. So I thought it would be very good to get you down here and talk a lot about yourself. First of all, I want to know a bit more about yourself. So who is Matt?
Well, that's a big question.
Who is Matt?
Yeah, who am I? Well, in terms of fitness, what is I don't know, I've always had the bug for fitness, and started off with some tin cans in my room, doing some good flies there. started early, and it just took me. I found sport was always what I loved doing, and so it just naturally progressed into a career in sport and fitness, and I suppose that led me to go down physical education at school, and then into sport and exercise science at Loughborough Uni, and then got into my physical training as opposed to combine with physical training combined with sporting excellence, and ended up looking down the strength and conditioning route, and taking a position at Bath Rugby, so working with professional rugby players there for 5 years. Learned a hell of a lot, really got to apply what I learned, and it was a very demanding environment, trying to get those additional 1%ers, 0.01%ers out of these already elite trained athletes, and really applying science there. And then that took me to Argentina, where I continued to work in rugby in their top elite teams there as well. And then came back from a little bit of a sabbatical of travelling around, and ended up working with paediatric training. So in a private school, boarding school called Denston College. And I was there for 3 years leading their strength and conditioning program and teaching, well, head of physical education there as well, before setting up this business here and moving into the commercial world and loving life as owner of an F45.
That's good. That's awesome. That's really good. So you did mention working with athletes, rugby players, and then from there you transitioned into school, private school. How was that transition for you? In terms of working with the clientele?
It was quite different. You've got a professional athlete that's wants to be at the peak of their game. You get some that really appreciate the necessity of physical training and how it helps keep them on the field, helps them to deliver what they need to every week out on the pitch. But likewise, they're being paid to be there. It is their job as well, so they're accountable in that way. And then transitioning to schoolboy and schoolgirls that want to achieve well, but haven't, they don't quite have the necessarily the drive or the understanding of how important it is for them. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of education required alongside it to the benefits of why we do it. And so that was a new challenge there. But you had a lot of reward with that though.
Okay.
You could really feel yourself setting people up for a lifetime of keeping physically active and the feel good factor of that.
Okay, it's interesting. And as you're going through this journey, what's your physical training like?
I've been through many different phases. Like when I was playing rugby myself, I used to smash the gym a lot, mostly strength training, more along the powerlifting side of things. And I actually think it was to my detriment at the time, because I didn't spend enough time out on the field practicing the skills, and I didn't do enough power and plyometric work, which I regret now. But now that I know what I know now, I would have done things differently. But that's that strength training I was over like 12 kg heavier than I am now. when I was training there, really packed it on, bulking.
Yeah,
they say
bulking bad.
getting the gains, and then now after that, I did stop for a little while whilst I was travelling, and then when I came back, I found this style of training, so functional training, and just I suppose it was my fix from rugby, having retired from rugby due to an injury that prevents me from running. Due to having no cartilage in my hip, and that meant that I couldn't do a lot of impact work.
Okay,
So taking
this injury, and obviously you got into functional training.
Yeah, so I don't know, I missed the feel of just being absolutely exhausted, but the endorphins that you get from that, and also the team camaraderie that you get after a game where you've gone through this battle together.
Yeah.
Because it is about no one.
It is.
Especially a forward. And I missed that, and this has been the closest fix I've ever had to that. And so that's why I love functional training, because I've never felt better and more athletic and dynamic. I'm more so than I was when I was playing rugby, even with a bad hip. So. Yeah, it's been my fix, and I've been doing it for 3 years now, and I don't want to go back to anything else. I don't find it enough anymore.
So we did mention a lot. I mean, we did mention functional training quite a few times now. And for the person listening to this who never heard the word functional training, how would you define functional training?
I should have probably looked up like an Oxford Dictionary definitions, but I suppose functional, if you break down the word, is fit for purpose.
Okay.
So our training is intended to be fit for purpose. So basically, the purpose being to be able to move well, to be strong, to be able to handle things in life, and to have the power and the strength to cope with situations. So for functional training, it requires movements of a lot of full body movements, a lot of everyday movements, but through a large range of motion, and often either moving fast or under load, just so that it's overloading your body, so that you can cope with anything in day-to-day life. It's how our skeletons and our muscular system have been designed to move, and we're just looking to use it and maximise that, and that's how we functionally train.
Okay, that's
and we get to use a lot of cool little kit as well.
yes. If I flip the cameras right now, we've got really nice kits around here. And I mean, I believe there's a bit of a craze about functional training, especially in the fitness space right now. And how is, does it differ to the conventional training? Like for the person who doesn't know what the difference is and just knows, okay, there's a gym where you got all the traditional kit, and then there's functional training. In terms of benefits, like what sort of benefits we're looking at for a start?
The benefits are that I think it really improves your movement patterns. You'll find it refines how you should move properly and the strength to be able to do that. And so actually end up with less aches and pains, less issues with joints. And it's, well, like going back to, forgotten exactly what the question was now. The benefits. One of the best things, I think, is that nothing's fixed. So you're constantly relying on your muscles, your skeleton, and your balance and everything like that to be able to produce a movement. And that's what we do in everyday life. And it's very rare that we isolate our muscles in the way that a lot of fixed machines in the gym do.
Yeah.
And so they're not actually preparing you for anything outside of the gym, apart from perhaps having a banging chest.
Getting a pump.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how we define that in a commercial
world.
Exactly, in a commercial world.
But yeah, I think, and also, I think obviously when I'm talking about functional training as well, I'm not really talking about it in a high intensity nature, but I certainly believe it's really well executed in a. I don't think it's really well executed in a. I think it's really well executed in the high intensity nature, and with that you get, because of the full body nature and you're relying on so much of your body during functional training, that you actually get a massive, like a bigger reward of the feel good hormones and endorphins afterwards, more so than you do in an isolated workout in a gym.
Yeah, I can definitely testify to that. I mean, as a personal trainer myself, and I work here as well, we deliver F45 style classes. How does all this fit into the F45 methodology?
How does it fit into F45?
Yeah. So give me a bit of the backstory of F45 for you as the owner, of course, of the business, and then.
Well, yeah, F45 is it's become a global phenomenon, and I don't use the word phenomenon often because it's quite hard to say. It's very easy to say it wrong.
Yeah.
And I can't believe I'm doing it on record. But I nailed it. And I do mean that in that it's spread. It's like being the fastest growing fitness franchise in the world. It's now in over 40 countries. There's 1,500 studios worldwide, and that's for a reason. But the way that we train allows people with very little time, so the time poor people, to get what they need, the results they want, but also what they need for a fit and healthy lifestyle in a short space of time, and still be able to fit it into their busy lives, as Western modern life really is becoming more and more taxing in that way. And so just the model of what we do, it keeps it fresh as well. Functional exercise really lend themselves to variety, and so we can do a new workout every day like we do. And I suppose, I think I'm going off on a tangent here a little bit.
Which is normal. I mean, it's your stuff, and that's what happens when we start talking about things we are kind of passionate about.
Yeah.
It's just like there's so much to talk about. What I want to know is, okay, from the clientele we get in here as well, when they're coming here, most of them would have had a commercial gym experience.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know? And they're coming here seeing something which is totally different.
Mm.
And what would you say are the common apprehensions when people are approaching functional training and you've seen, especially in the F45 environment?
There's a lot of people that don't believe they can do things.
Okay.
And I think, and they're also worried about the high intensity nature of it.
Yeah.
And to this day, I've never had anyone find like not be surprised with themselves of how they didn't realise what they were actually capable of until they came and we challenged them. But within their, you know, safe limits.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of apprehension over, well, there's not a lot of apprehension, but there's plenty of people that are concerned about that. But by having the way the F45 model works is we use the assistance of technology with videos on the front of the room, which sorts out all the timing, sorts out all the reminders of what to do at each station.
Yeah.
Because we are, as in functional F45, we do 45 minute group personal training of a blend of HIIT training, so high intensity interval training, using functional exercises in a variety of different circuit formats. So at each station you are doing a different exercise. So sometimes, like this morning's workout, there's 27 different stations and you're not going to remember all those.
Yes.
But once demonstrated and given how to perform them correctly, there's reminders at the front of the screen. Now that frees up our trainers, so our two trainers on the floor all times to go around and give that personal one-to-one attention to our members, so that they are getting a one-to-one experience and a personal training experience that can really help them push themselves and develop whilst they in the group environment. So there's that, do they need technical correction, like just to tweak their performance? Are they actually performing an exercise unsafely and at risk of damaging themselves? Trainers there on hand. Are they finding it too easy? Let's make it harder.
Let's make it harder, yeah.
Are they finding it a little bit too hard and we want them to get through the full workout?
Yeah.
Then we can bring it down a level as well. So that means that, so a lot of people have been surprised by how accessible it is to all levels of training.
Yeah.
So if you're a novice, totally like modifiable, or you, like I say, you'd be surprised that you could actually do it all in the first place.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
A well-trained person, like you come and you're still going to get an absolutely savage workout because there's no holding back on our part in terms of pushing you, and the exercises, they still provide, they're limitless in how hard you can be pushed.
Yeah. So, I can't even forget that. Yesterday's All Stars. Keep my back. 10 years of training under the belt still. I felt that, man. I really, really felt that.
How are you feeling it today?
All right, actually, pretty good.
Yeah,
no soreness, like pretty decent. I'm like, yeah, that's good, that's good. Cool. So you did touch on something which I believe is pretty interesting, where you mentioned about the technology we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's where kind of like F45 stands out. That investment in technology, so that huge investment in technology to really make the sessions, I would say, streamlined.
Yeah.
Because I've seen typical high intensity training, which is obviously push and does exist in normal commercial gyms, where obviously the trainer will deliver a session where there is not much guidance. So how would you say the fact that you have the technology to back you up compares to the normal conventional high intensity things, like let's say an outdoor bootcamp, for example?
Yeah, I think one of the really good parts of it is actually just the timer.
Yeah,
massive. Yeah. Because as soon as it's down to a human being, then most human beings and trainers are very sympathetic of their of their members or who they're training, and they will actually have a bit of a, oh, they look quite knackered actually, I'll give them a little bit longer in their rest,
a little bit of a break.
We do not relent on that, and we do not cut back on the rest.
Yeah.
It's set there and we will do that, and that is a real reason that in high intensity interval training you're not supposed to be fully recovered, and that's how we get the results that that we do. And so it's really, that really helps, as in, you know, it's pre-programmed, we're not modifying it during the workout. It tells you to work, you start working at whatever pace you are capable of doing and at whatever exercise level you are capable of doing, but you do work to those times. I'd say the videos are absolutely, like, they're such a good addition compared to other ones because it stops the trainers having to keep on re-demonstrating everything. Yeah. Like, they always will if it's required, but not everyone always needs every single exercise demonstrated again every time they come to a new station. Yes. So it streamlines the workout so people aren't waiting around going, I don't know what to do here, because it's already, it's the reminder's there for them. And also, often there's more than one person at each station, so you've got the other people that you're training with that will help. Like, at least one of you might remember what you're doing.
Yeah, at least you.
Yeah. Or if not, you can all, work it out together somehow. but yeah, training with other people, like people stood next to you doing the same exercise as you, I don't care how competitive or how little, like how much you say you aren't competitive.
It gets competitive.
You are.
Everybody is competitive.
You are. And like, you will get that little extra 5%, 10%, 20%, 20 on your nature. You're even more like out of team training for that reason. We can't help it. If I do a workout on my own, like Tyler's doing in the background here. Yeah.
We've got Tyler in the background doing a workout right now. Surely Instagram, you can see him right there. There he is.
He's doing it with his headphones on to save us some music. He's got Spice Girls going on. I don't work as hard.
Yeah.
I can have all the motivation in the world to have a great workout. I do not work as hard as when I'm training with others.
Yeah.
It really helps, and especially if, like, we always think about who you pair someone up with, or which three people are on the station together, which four people are on the station together, because we manipulate it to make sure that you're getting someone that's going to challenge you, but also that you'll get on with, and you'll get a good vibe and you'll enjoy your training. What we want here is people to enjoy their training. It's too long. It's been, I believe, in the the traditional gym setting that Ollie's referred to, that people go there because they believe they should, and because they know that staying fit and healthy requires some physical activity, and it does, totally does. But why should it be somewhere that you resent having to go to, when that time is so poor, somewhere where you go and you're on your own? We are social beings, and if we can combine the two when our time is so precious, then we can come here, have a good time, make new friends, come with your friends, have a good workout. Nothing better than bonding together. That's what I missed so much from my rugby, from having to give that up and getting to train with people and go through something together. It's addictive.
which is a very, what you just mentioned, like about the group training environments. I believe every human being, we all perform better as part of a group, like massively. There's somebody next to you, you're always like looking at the corner of your eyes, like what is he doing? Which pace is he going at? Gets a bit competitive, which brings me to my next question. How do you see group training, especially group personal training, and one-to-one personal training? Like, where do you see this trend going? Do you think there's still a need for a one-to-one? Do you think group training is going to keep going on?
You spend too much time on Instagram, really. You've been told off.
Yeah. My gentle reminder that after 20 minutes is day.
It's only 9 a.m. and you've already maxed out on Instagram. No way.
I'm done with it.
I think, yes, there is absolutely a need for one-to-one training. Group training is not for everyone, and sometimes it's a confidence issue that someone isn't yet ready to jump into a group environment but would like a bit of guidance one-to-one. If you're an athlete and the like, and you're trying to go for performance, a group environment where it's not completely tailored for you, it's tailored for improving health and fitness, and it is what you need, but if it's not completely for your sport, then it's not exactly right for you either, potentially. One-to-one or training with people that also have the same aims is really important. And yeah, like some people want that addition, that like unwavering attention.
Yeah.
I think in group training, like I've never had a personal trainer myself. I've never been one either.
Yeah.
I've always been a strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
And I think there is some dead time in personal training,
yeah.
Where you don't need that trainer. And when you're doing group personal training, the trainer's not there when you don't need them.
Yeah.
The trainer's there when you do need them.
Yeah.
And like I said in the like a little bit earlier, like the benefit of group personal training, so doing stuff in a group is you do get pushed harder. You can have one person telling you to work harder,
yeah.
and counting your reps or giving you an extra load and things like that, and that will might get a little bit more out of you, but imagine that plus your peers also working out with you and pushing you as well, and you've just got a, you know, a twofold increment on how hard you're going to work.
Interesting. I mean, we're getting towards the end of this, and we touched on two really interesting topics. First of all, functional training, which is a big trend right now. And I mean, as a personal trainer myself, I get people coming to me and telling me, you know what, I'm interested in functional training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, we can program that somehow. For the person out there who hasn't got a personal trainer and then who is interested into functional training, what would you say are the three things they need to look out for or they need to do to get this, to get started right now?
Pretty much.
Besides Googling it.
Ask Siri.
Siri, yeah. Siri, what's functional training?
No, I think one of the first things is to say goodbye to isolated sit-down machines.
Mm-hmm.
Find a space that allows free moving movements that you can move your body freely, you can do locomotion, and that isn't too crowded. You don't need a lot of space, but just have that space. You don't need kit. The idea of functional training is pick full body exercises that push your whole body through all its range and demand it to be strong and powerful.
That's interesting. First of all, just drop the idea that you will have to sit down on the, let's say, a bench press or a leg press. Secondly, just you don't need equipment.
No.
Start moving.
Yeah.
What was the third one?
Third one is space.
Space?
Yeah.
That's it.
So, yeah, you don't need a lot of space. Just as long as you can move around, function training, you can do it anywhere. It is more fun with kit. Like, the reason why I got into functional training and knew that I liked it as well, because I'd done plenty of strongman style, like anaerobic threshold work, and where you do push yourself to, like, near death.
With tires and
sleds and
yes.
heavy carries and things like that. That's functional training, and it's outdoors, it's free, and it's using your whole body. And yeah, and I suppose the other point is make sure that the exercises you're moving aren't limited in range. They are requiring a large amount of your body to be moving and in sequence with each other. So it's all about moving well.
Excellent. Last question before we wrap this up. How does the nutrition of somebody who is doing some sort of a functional training program or comes to F45, is there a difference in the way the athlete should be feeding themselves or the person?
Because of the high intensity nature of it and stuff like that, cake is always a great option.
Excellent. Thank you. I was about to suggest that as well myself.
There is always the worry that there is the thing that when people work really hard, they then overindulge afterwards.
Yes, so you burn a lot of active calories.
Yeah, you burn a lot of calories in a short space of time, yeah, like this. And one of the benefits of high intensity interval training, so HIIT training, is that your metabolism does remain higher for longer,
yeah,
and carries on through the day, so you do continue to burn more calories, yeah, whilst at resting afterwards.
Yes.
Because your body takes a little while to get back to its resting state, because of how bloody hard you worked. So for that reason, you do need to fuel yourself well. You certainly need that recovery protein afterwards, be it in food form or in supplement form. You certainly want some carbohydrates as well.
So carbs are good then, they're not bad.
They're not bad. Certainly not bad.
All right, good.
It's the type of carbs that you choose.
Good.
That is important. So try. It's the same as anything really. It doesn't, in terms of your training, to stay fit and healthy, you want a nice balanced diet, you want carbohydrates, you want proteins, and you want fats. So there isn't like a functional training necessarily needs a different diet to someone that goes to a conventional gym. They've earned more cake.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you need it or should have it. But that's a personal choice. But yeah, it's not so dissimilar. It's just you've burned more probably in a day or in that 45-minute session than you would in a two-hour gym session.
Yeah.
So you may actually need to eat more, or you can eat more. It's my philosophy on that.
Excellent. That's really good. That's really good. We're getting to the end of this, and Matt, I just want to give, first of all, thank you for your time. Really appreciate that. I know you're a very busy man. And about F45, where can people find you? If they're in Birmingham, they want to pop down, what can they do? If there's any link, I can obviously put that.
I'll drop you a link. We're on right in the city centre on New Street.
Yeah.
At 70 New Street, so next door to Nando's, and also
very good location as well.
Greg's. So there's a temptation as you're walking out, you see Greg straight across. Just turn left or right. slap bang in the middle of the city centre. You can find us online to search F45 Training Birmingham Central UK. If you don't put UK or you don't go to our UK website, you'll end up signing up to an Alabama-based studio. We have a two-week trial, so come down and check it out. You get unlimited training for those 2 weeks, new workout every day, like I said, so come test them all out, come regularly, so you can really experience everything that we do, and I guarantee you'll surprise yourself in what you can achieve and how hard you can work and how great you feel after it as well.
That's awesome. That's great. You get to train with me and Matt.
Oh yeah,
that's
the other benefit.
So I can definitely. That's a huge benefit, by the way. Well, guys, I want to thank you, Matt, for your time. Thank you for letting me record the podcast here. And thanks for everybody who tuned in throughout Instagram Live, who is listening to it on the podcast, YouTube, Facebook. Be sure to subscribe to it. As I said, season 2 is starting up with a big rebranding, and I'm planning on bringing a lot of value to you. If you've got any comments, any questions you want to reach out, there's a comment box underneath the podcast. You can also leave a review on iTunes. I will appreciate them. All right. Thank you very much, guys, and I'll see you to the next one.
Thanks very much, guys. See you in the studio for a good sweatshirt.
Thank you for listening to this episode, your daily dose of motivation, strategies, and hacks to a better and upgraded life.